Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. We're hearing a version of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody performed by the Ten Tenors from Australia. Over the past 15 years, the group has evolved from some university friends who sang for a little extra pocket change to an internationally successful group mixing traditional opera with big rock numbers. The Ten Tenors are bringing a new show featuring some of Broadway's best-known songs to the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. That's coming up on Friday. And the Ten Tenors have been touring around, and they're in the Midwest right now. They're in Oklahoma tomorrow. Then they'll be around in Iowa before coming to Sioux Falls. And we're looking to see if we can get one of the Ten Tenors on the line right now, looking behind, see what we have going there. The Ten Tenors, during groundbreaking achievements in the 15-year history, the Ten Tenors have, they say they always give 100% every time they get on stage for a great night out. And we're joined on the line by one of the Ten Tenors. This is Ben Stevens. And Ben, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Oh, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And I'm wondering how long you've been on this tour for, for about a month or so?
Yeah, about 6 weeks now. So we're almost halfway through.
About halfway through. How does it feel when you get halfway through?
Oh, but it's fantastic. We love the States. It's so good to be back.
How often have you been here before?
This is my fifth trip to America.
Fifth trip. Now, you've been a member of the Ten Tenors for a few years then, I'm assuming?
Yeah, about 5 years now.
How long have you been with the group?
Probably 4 years all up.
4 years. Now, none of the original ten are with the group anymore?
No. The group formed in the mid-90s, so they're all probably in their retirement, the original group.
So what does that mean that you have new members coming into the group? Does that keep things fresh?
Absolutely. Like and particularly for the style of show we're doing now, which is the Broadway show. Like the new tenors that have come in have a big music theater background, so it's changed the group in a very good way.
Now, for you, I understand you come from a strong musical theater background yourself.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I did a little bit of opera when I came out of university, and then went straight back into music theatre. So, the things you can bring to the show after the experiences you have doing opera has been fantastic.
Now that the current show is the Ten Tenors on Broadway, what are some of the songs that are in this show?
We've got some of the big ones. Like, basically, with 10 different voices in the group, we can cover so many genres of music theatre. So we'll go from Irving Berlin in the 1930s, all up to a musical that was written quite recently, which is the Tony Award winner in 2012 called Once. So, yeah, we cover such a broad genre, which is great.
Now, you were in New York City last week?
We were, which was amazing. My first time there. Finally seeing Times Square and Staten Island, it was just amazing. And being in Manhattan, we actually went and saw a Broadway musical. It was just an experience of a lifetime.
Now, what that must have been a great experience that here you are singing music from Broadway, and there you are finally on Broadway.
Exactly. And then in the song, we actually, in the musical, we sing the song New York, New York, and to finally be there, it was just an amazing experience. It really was.
Now, we actually have queued up a little bit of the Ten Tangers singing New York, New York. So let's hear that, and we'll continue our conversation.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
That's a little bit of New York, New York performed by the Ten Tenors, and they're bringing their program, The Ten Tenors on Broadway, to the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls on Friday. We're talking with one of the Ten Tenors, Ben Stevens, and you mentioned just a little bit ago that with 10 members of the group, you all have a different sound in your voice. You think of tenors as having, you know, that distinct tenor voice, but within that, there's room to kind of do your own thing and have your own personality.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I think that's what makes us such a unique group, because there's 10 different personalities on stage. So sometimes they clash, so we have to reel some of the newbies in line. But most of the time, we're having so much fun on stage, and I think the audience sees that. Which,
now, I'm assuming with the 10 different voices that you each have, you're talking about the musical theater, but even within the musical theater background, a lot of you have, that you each have different strengths that you bring to the group?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, like, it was tough when we actually put the show together, like working out a song, which is basically an entire solo, and then turning it into something that can be shared over 10 voices. It's been a big challenge, but absolutely certain we've nailed it.
So how did you go about working this, developing the show Ten Tenors on Broadway? Did you, have a huge list of songs that you wanted to sing, but kind of narrowed it down?
18 months to 2 years to actually write the show. Like, we certainly had a song list of about 500 songs. How do we compact this into a 2.5-hour show? And look, it's such a long process of whittling down to what actually makes this work. And, I mean, that was, as I said, it was the biggest challenge, is finding solo songs and then turning them into something that can be created with harmony, with sharing the solo. It's been a big challenge, but we're very proud of what we've achieved.
And what's been the response of audiences to the Ten Tenors on Broadway show?
Look, it's been overwhelming. We're extremely nervous bringing a Broadway show to the home of Broadway. Uh-huh. To be honest, like, the crowds absolutely love it, and we've been overwhelmed by the response.
In addition to the Broadway tunes, do you do some of the other things that you've sung in the past, or you just stick to the Broadway?
Yes, of course we do. Like, we've had requests for songs over the years, and we do, like, one segment in the show, which is just our favourite tunes from the requests we've received over the years. And, as you know, we can't do a 10-tenor show without putting some of these songs in, so of course they're in there.
What are some of those songs?
Things like Queen, Somebody to Love by Queen. It's been a big hit of ours for so long, so we, of course, that's in the show, which is also from the musical, which kind of works out. But also got The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. We've been singing that for probably 5 years, and the crowds just love it, so we had to keep it in our show.
Now, as we were talking about earlier, when we started this conversation, we were talking about your tour and being able to tour around the United States. Do you get, you're here to work. I mean, you have these shows to do, but do you have time to explore and maybe look around a little bit? You mentioned some of the things you get to do in New York City, but when you come to other places, say, here you're coming to South Dakota and then Iowa and Oklahoma, do you get an opportunity to get out a little bit?
Yes, we do. Yes, definitely. Although we're in North Dakota, probably in our first week of the tour, and it was minus 20 Fahrenheit. So we didn't go out too much that day.
Uh-huh.
And you've got to remember, we've come just from summer in Australia, where it was over 100 degrees. Quite a shock to the system.
Yeah, things are starting to warm up a little bit now. What do you?
Exactly.
Are there places that around the world that you haven't toured that you'd still like to go to, or have you pretty much hit everything?
I would absolutely adore to go to Italy. We tour Europe quite a lot, but we haven't quite cracked the Italian market yet. I guess they're opera purists.
Uh-huh.
but I believe it's on the drawing books to go there, which would be fantastic.
Now, you do sing opera. That's part of, in addition to the Queen and the Broadway tunes, there is that opera that's still part of what the Ten Tenors do?
It certainly is, yeah. Well, that was our original sort of sound, basically. Like, when you think of the word tenor, you instantly assume opera. So, of course, we sing that, but we'd like to showcase exactly what a male tenor voice can do, which is why we've got people like Phil Collins in the show, Meatloaf, and obviously Queen, because that lends itself towards 10 operatic-sounding voices.
Ben Stevens is a member of the all-male Australian singing group, the Ten Tenors, and the group brings their Ten Tenors on Broadway show to the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls Friday evening at 7:30. And for more information there, you can visit washingtonpavilion.org. And Ben, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and enjoy the rest of your tour.
You too, indeed. Thank you very much.
And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Swemke is the producer. We had assistance from Chris Loffrey today. Special thanks to Nate Wack for his help from the state capitol in Pierre. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk with the European Union ambassador to the U.S. He's stopping at the state capitol tomorrow. Plus, we'll have a live studio performance from the South Dakota Americana band, the Union Grove Pickers. That's coming up tomorrow at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next. Yeah.